Thank you for standing by. This is the conference operator. Welcome to the Avino Silver and Gold Mines fourth quarter 2016 earnings call, taking place March 2nd, 2017, at 8:00 A.M. Pacific Time. As a reminder, all participants are in listen-only mode, and the conference is being recorded. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. To join the question queue, simply press star then one on your touch-tone phone. Should anyone need assistance during the conference call, they may signal an operator by pressing star and zero on their telephone. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Charles Daley, Corporate Communications. Please go ahead.
Thank you, operator. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Avino Silver and Gold Mines year-end 2016 financial results conference call. On the call today, we have the company's President and CEO, David Wolfin, as well as our Chief Financial Officer, Malcolm Davidson, and one of our directors, Mr. Jasmine Yee. Before we get started, I'm required to remind you that certain statements on this call will include forward-looking information within the meaning of applicable securities laws. These may include statements regarding Avino's anticipated performance in 2017 and future years, including revenue and cost forecasts, silver and gold production, grades and recoveries, and the timing of expenditures required to develop new mines in mineralized zones. The company does not intend to and does not assume any obligation to update such forward-looking statements or information other than as required by applicable law. Thank you. With that, I'll now turn the call over to Avino's President and CEO, Mr. David Wolfin.
Thanks, Charles. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Avino's year-end 2016 financial results conference call. Thank you all for joining us here today. Before we begin, please note that the full financial statements and MD&A are now available on our website. During this call, I will cover the highlights of our year-end 2016 financial and operating performance, and then we will open up for questions. 2016 was a very positive year for the company, where we continued to deliver strong financial and operating results. We maintained consistent silver equivalent production and solid performance from our Avino and San Gonzalo mines. Our steady results are due to the dedication of our teams in both Canada and Mexico. The year was highlighted by the transition to production at the Avino Mine, as well as the decision to move forward with our plans for Braylon. Our focus for 2017 involves moving forward with our approved budget plans for plant and mine expansion in Mexico to increase the throughput capacity at our processing plant by an estimated 70%, as well as the advancement of the oxide tailings resource project. At Braylon, we are moving forward with steps outlined in our recently announced three-phased expansion plan. Revenue from mining operations for the year was $39.9 million, compared to $19.1 million during 2015. The increase was a result of the Avino Mine entering into production at levels intended by management on April 1st, which resulted in the sale of Avino Mine concentrate being classified as revenue. In 2015, the Avino Mine was in the development phase, and proceeds from the sale of concentrate were classified as a recovery of exploration and evaluation expenses. Higher metal prices for silver and gold were also a contributing factor. Mine operating income was $14.5 million, compared to $8.1 million in 2015. The increase was also due to the revenue from the sale of the Avino Mine concentrate and higher metal prices. Our realized silver price increased by 15%, from $1,546 to $1,771 per ounce sold. Our realized gold price increased by 10%, from $1,148 to $1,258 per ounce sold compared to 2015. Earnings for the year before income taxes were $7.5 million, compared to $2.9 million in 2015. Net income for the year after taxes was $2 million, compared to $500,000 in 2015, resulting in earnings of $0.05 per share, up from $0.01 a share year prior. The increase was a result of the factors discussed earlier, which also had positive effect on earnings. Our consolidated all-in sustaining cash costs for the year was $1,370, Canadian or 1034 U.S. compared to 1214 Canadian or 949 U.S. in 2015. The increase was a result of us no longer being able to capitalize expenses related to the ongoing development of the Avino mine. We expect costs to continue to go down as we complete the transition from development mining to production mining at the Avino mine. Our cash and short-term investments, consisting of cash, increased from $7.5 million to $29 million, which positions us well to move forward with our expansion plans. Our cash position improved due to positive earnings, the strategic use of our ATM facility, our prospectus bought deal offering in November, as well as an additional small financing with an institutional investor. We continue to maintain a strong balance sheet, which will keep us well positioned for expansion and new opportunities. Now into operations. This year, our silver equivalent production decreased by 11% to 2.7 million ounces. The primary factors that contributed to the decrease were the use of Mill Circuit 2 to process lower grade Avino mine material, where in 2015, Mill Circuit 2 was used to process high grade San Gonzalo feed. Mill Circuit 3 went offline during the second quarter for required maintenance. Overall, our silver production was relatively consistent at 1.6 million ounces. Gold production was up 1%, 7,119 ounces, and copper was down 11% to 4.2 million pounds. At Braylorn, we continued to develop a strategic operating plan for profitable production. Our new mine plan includes changing the mining method to long-hole mining, which is considered safer and less labor-intensive than previous trial mining methods. New mining equipment has been acquired to replace older equipment to further mechanize to allow for a larger operation. Engineering is in progress to expand the mill and to upgrade the surface infrastructure based on the three-phase development plan outlined in our January 23rd press release. In order to create more room within the existing mill building to facilitate expansion, we've decided to move the primary crushing circuit to a separate new building. Civil works are scheduled to begin March 6th. Construction is already underway on the surface infrastructure on items such as a new electrical substation and a new medical facility. We also added buttressing to the tailing storage facility, ensuring its long-term viability, and built a facility to house our new microfiltration water treatment plant. In January 2017, Avino released a strategic operating plan involving a three-phase, multi-year operating plan, which provides a favorable route to Braylorn's growth with manageable, sequenced capital expenditures. Details are available on our website. Additionally, we recently completed our second underground mining training cohort for members of the Statliam First Nation and are working with a number of educational, governmental partners and other mining companies within British Columbia to develop additional training initiatives. It is our goal to train and hire locally, and we are proud of the progress we have made in this regard. Now let's move on to the outlook for 2017. Management remains focused on the following key objectives: maintain and improve profitable mining operations while managing operating costs and achieving efficiencies, advance the Braylorn project towards profitable production, explore regional targets on the Avino property followed by other properties in our portfolio, assess the potential of processing the oxide tailings resource from previously milling operations, and to identify and evaluate potential projects for acquisition. We would now like to move the call to the question and answer portion. Operator?
We will now begin the question and answer session. To join the question queue, simply press star then one on your touchtone phone. You will hear a tone acknowledging your request. If you're using a speakerphone, please pick up your handset before pressing any keys. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, simply press star, then two. Anyone who has a question may press star and one at this time. We will pause for a moment as callers join the queue. The first question comes from Rob Chang with Cantor Fitzgerald. Please go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen, and thanks for taking my question today. I know you touched upon it a bit for the Avino mine, and I'm noticing that Q3 to Q4, the costs seem to flatten out a little bit. You did mention that you're looking to reduce costs there. Could you give us a sense of where those cost savings could be had?
Hey, Rob, it's Malcolm here. In general, our cost models are pretty stable. As David mentioned earlier, as we continue to transition to more production cell mining, which is much cheaper at the Avino mine, we'll expect to see our costs come down. And that's the main area where we expect to see cost reductions.
Yeah, in the lower levels, we're still development mining. So how that works is we break into the vein, we drift in either direction on the vein, and then we slash out to the wall rock. And that's in ore. But that's a slightly more expensive than long-hole sub-level caving, which comes after.
I see. All right, great. Well, thanks a lot, then.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rob.
The next question is from Joseph Rieger with Roth Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
How you guys doing? So a couple questions. First one on San Gonzalo. And you explained it a little bit that, you know, there's this transition to more ore going from Avino. But just looking at the history of San Gonzalo on a mining cost per ton basis, it seems to fluctuate a good amount. You know, just over this year, it's ranged from, you know, the low 40s per ton up to $90 per ton on a quarterly basis, Canadian dollar. What drives that? Is there something as far as timing with the mill? Is it a product of the width of the veins, extra underground development? You know, whatever color you can provide would be great.
Okay. Joe, it's Malcolm here. On the cost side, it does fluctuate a little bit. Part of that is foreign exchange because we continue to report in the Canadian dollar. A little bit is timing. Jazz, maybe you want to comment just on the actual grades or any of the.
Joe, on the technical side, what I could provide you with color on this would be the development with the mining method that we use. This is the stoping method, and what has happened is as these stopes are developed, once they're developed, then the mining cost would drop. But during the development stage, when we're mining it, basically we can only withdraw 30% the swell out of the stopes. So once the development has been completed, we can draw the entire stope, which basically reduces the mining cost.
Yeah, it really depends, as David here, if it's cut and fill.
Yeah,
or
cut and fill.
Stope.
Yeah, the shrinkage stope is what I'm referring to, where you're only able to take 30% of the tonnage.
And it really depends on the width of the vein.
Okay. So we should look at it on kind of an average basis and expect some quarter-to-quarter fluctuation from that, but on, you know, the annual average should be pretty steady over time.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay. And then looking at Avino, you know, your costs have been stepping down on a dollar per ton milled basis, you know, in Canadian dollars, since that's how you guys report. How much more room do you have to improve costs there? And then once the extra 1,000 tons per day comes online, how much more will that give you guys in cost savings?
Good question. We haven't modeled out exactly how it'll look with the additional 1,000 ton per day expansion. Your timing's a little bit uncertain at this time. But with respect to the underground costs, on timing, I guess it really depends on when we really ramp up production cell mining and decrease the amount of development mining.
Correct.
Yeah, and we're planning to go into the new San Luis area that we've been drilling off. So, yeah, it's a good question, but we have to figure out when we can do long hole sublevel caving.
Exactly. So to answer your question a bit more clearly, Joe, in the mill, we'd expect to see some cost reduction once the next circuit comes online.
Yeah, because we won't be adding very many people, maybe one or two more people in the mill.
Right, but we'll obviously have some economies of scale there. And for the underground, for the mining costs, the cost should continue to come down as we, again, move away from the development cell mining.
Oh, okay. And you said that, is there any guess? I know you guys said you have modeled out, after 1,000 tons per day, but, order of magnitude, are we talking maybe a few dollars a ton of additional savings, just economies of scale?
That could be reasonable, but I'd want to put a few numbers together before you can officially quote me on that.
Okay. Thanks. I'll turn it over.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.
The next question is from Bhakti Pavani with Euro Pacific Capital. Please go ahead.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Bhakti.
Just a quick follow-up on Rob's question. I know you mentioned that the production cost is expected to come down. Could you maybe provide additional color onto what percentage are we talking about?
Hey, Bhakti, it's Malcolm here. On a percentage basis, it's... I don't like to give out percentages, but good question. we will see a reduction. Exactly how much and when, I think we'll have to continue to assess that quarter by quarter.
Okay. Also, with regards to the capital expenditure schedule that you have for $12.2 million with regards to San Gonzalo and Avino, could you maybe provide a breakdown on a quarter-to-quarter basis? How do you look the spend is going to look like?
Sure. I mean, included in those numbers is the large component of that is the expansion of the mill complex for the next circuit. For San Gonzalo, there really isn't a lot allocated there.
But in the mill, it really depends on how we get the equipment, and we're trying to spread out costs.
Right. We've placed orders for some of the long lead items for the next circuit, but I would say they will incur the cost evenly throughout the next four quarters.
Oh, okay. Also, with regards to the circuit number four, should we anticipate that it would be operational in 2017 at all, or are we looking at 2018?
2018. Q1.
Okay. So what's your strategy? Are you, once the circuit number four is operational, at that time you plan to increase production at Avino, or do you plan to stockpile the material right now and ramp up production this year? What kind of strategy are you looking at?
Increase in production. We don't need a lot of equipment. Because we're nearing the bottom of the original mine plan, so a lot of that equipment, the jumbos and scoops, can be moved over to San Luis. But I think we're going to order a couple new pieces of equipment.
But basically, you guys would be stockpiling the Avino mine ore in order to feed the circuit number four?
Yeah, definitely we'll be stockpiling as much as we can.
Okay. So the entire production or the circuit number four would be feeding ore from Avino, nothing from San Gonzalo, correct?
Correct.
With regards to Braylon, I know you guys provided a three-phase development plan, but just wanted to clarify, in the MD&A, it states that you guys are still working on obtaining permits. So I believe... the phase one of your development plan should not have any hitchbacks and should not rely on this permits, correct?
Well, the permitting requirements has been an ongoing thing in British Columbia since the Mount Pawley disaster. So the requirements have been changing, so we've had to upgrade them. So we do have a mining permit, but based on our expansion plans, we have to upgrade and modify those permits, and that's what we're working on.
Okay. And the 4.1 million CapEx spend for this year, I'm assuming that's going to be evenly spread out through the quarters as well, right?
That's what we expect at this time.
Okay, that's it from my side. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, buddy.
Once again, if you have a question, please press star, then one. The next question comes from Michael Rogers with Boining Scattergood. Please go ahead.
Good morning. She's pronouncing the name of our phone phonetically. It's spelled capital B-O-E-N-N-I-N-G, but Mr. Benning pronounces it like Benning, as in Fort Benning, Georgia. But it's his name. He can pronounce it as he wants, but if you did it phonetically, you say Boning. With that being said, with our cash, would we consider one or two, if not both, paying a dividend and buying stock back?
Not at this time. We're still using our money for expansion.
Okay. I was looking at the cash thing. You feel that the cash can be better spent in expansion, and with the stock trading where it is, one, and it's relatively inexpensive compared to the possibility of the future of the stock appreciation-wise, and the rewarding the stockholders is a nice way to do it with a dividend or even a stock dividend. With a range the past 12 months of a high at 314 and a low at 90 cents, currently trading at 179, we'd like to see a little bit more appreciation, as you would too, I understand.
Of course.
Okay. But the conclusion, the cash gets more bang for your dollar in putting it into the ground than putting it in the shareholders' pocket.
That's why we raised the money.
Okay. Thank you.
Ultimately, we do plan to do a dividend, but not during expansion phase.
Once again, if you have a question, please press star, then one. This concludes the question and answer session. I would now like to turn the call back over to David Wolfson for any closing remarks.
Thank you, operator, and thank you, everybody. It's been a great year, and we're proud of our results, and we're going to continue with our expansion this year, and we're very optimistic that next year is going to be a breakout year once all our expansions are complete. So thanks, and keep an eye on us. Take care.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
This concludes today's conference call. You may disconnect your lines. Thank you for participating, and have a pleasant day.